Shola, forget baseball, Obama's favorite pastime may just be Palin bashing. By Kevin Shola on November 14, 2020. In Barack Obama's soon-to-be-released memoir A Promised Land, the former president makes multiple references to sports. Obama mentions baseball great Jackie Robinson, he touches upon his own love of basketball, and he speaks of never learning to sail despite having grown up in Hawaii. But this book clearly shows us that Obama's favorite pastime may just be bashing President Trump and former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin. The Trump attacks are old and tired. The same Democrat talking points we've grown accustomed to over the past 4+ years. Basically page after page of Orange Man bad. No surprise. What may have surprised some is Obama's vicious attacks toward Palin, John McCain's running mate in 2008. In A Promised Land, Obama writes, through Palin, it seemed as if the dark spirits that had long been lurking on the edges of the modern Republican Party, xenophobia, anti-intellectualism, paranoid conspiracy theories, and antipathy toward black and brown folks, were finding their way to center stage. Obama goes on to trash the selection of Palin as the GOP vice presidential candidate. I'd like to think that given the chance to do it over again, he, McCain, might have chosen differently, Obama wrote. Obama contends that Palin shifted the Republican Party to the right, something McCain abhorred. These are clearly shots at Palin, but if you take away the snarkiness and untruths, you could actually read these as compliments of a sort. Over a decade later, Obama is still worried about and talking about Palin. The woman that internet trolls and Hollywood elites like to call irrelevant and stupid is still very much alive in the minds of liberal leaders. Obama may be trying to put Palin down, but he may actually be telling the world he lucked out in 2012. After all, the weak GOP pushed for Mitt Romney that year instead of the Alaskan firebrand. Romney was more electable, they told us. We all know how that turned out. Perhaps Obama knows what so many patriots have known for a long time. Palin was the one who could have made him a one-term president. In the book, which hits shelves on November 17, Obama draws a direct line from Palin to Trump. Palin gave us Trump is the theory. Yes, she did, Mr. President. And that's a good thing. Governor Palin spoke like Trump on the trail in 2008 until the McCain staff muzzled the mama grizzly. Palin had that populist approach that America fell in love with. She still does. So does Trump. It got him elected. The criticism from Obama did not go unnoticed. Palin posted a response to BHO on her Facebook page Friday, writing, "Dear President Obama. Hi. Media reports that your new book blames me for a drastic shift in the GOP 12 years ago. Just wanted to drop a line to thank you, and say how honored I am. The movement that began with our campaign has empowered hard-working, everyday Americans to find their voice and unify with unshakable commitment to save our country that we love so much. Constitutional conservatives made incredible gains in 2008. Thankfully, this continues on all levels in elections across America. A result is our Supreme Court now has justices with unyielding loyalty to our sacred U.S. Constitution. The GOP is more diverse than ever, thanks to this movement. Evidence: just last week Republicans earned the support of more minority voters since 1960. Remember in 2008 I dubbed conscientious, patriotic, fed-up American women mama grizzlies? Well, they've roared into activism. And office. The number of female members in the GOP and in public service is at a record high. Whatever you want to call us, the Tea Party, MAGA, deplorables, chumps. We are bigger, stronger and louder than ever. Despite your attempts to invalidate us, you've heard me say it before but I'll sound the alarm again, we're here, we're clear, get used to it. And because we're happy warriors, I get a kick out of every time you attack us. Because we just use it as fuel to grow stronger, more focused, more committed to justice for all. We roll with a smile on our face and outstretched helping hands. It's the antithesis of the rabid, riotous actions of an opposition to America that you've yet to condemn and lead towards tolerance and peace. Thank you again for crediting me. It's pleasurable to know I've lived rent-free in your head these past 12 years. Truly yours. Governor Sarah Palin. Bravo. Just like on the campaign trail and in their leadership styles, Obama and Palin couldn't be more different. Obama is pushing a $45, 768-page book that's filled with his favorite words. Me and I, while Palin focuses on defending deplorables and chumps, aka the American people, in her quick online blurb. Quantity doesn't always equal quality, and this is a prime example of that. Sarah Palin links her Facebook post on Twitter as well, and there she includes a GIF from her memorable Saturday Night Live appearance. In it, Palin is at the Weekend Update desk grazing the roof. How apropos. Just like in that SNL bit, she's still having fun today. Still fighting the happy fight, while Obama still has her. That very relevant woman, Sarah Louise Heath Palin. Living right under the roof of his head, rent-free. Follow Kevin Chola on Twitter at Kevin Chola.